Hachette Audio presents The Queen of Nothing, written by Holly Black, read by Caitlin Kelly. For Lee Bardugo, who never lets me get away with anything. Book One. And the Elfin King has sworn to wed a daughter of Earth, whose child shall be, by cross and water hollowed, from the fairy's doom forever free. What if there be a fated day? It is far away. It is far away. Edmund Clarence Stedman, Elfin Song. Prologue. The royal astrologer, Baefin, squinted at the star chart and tried not to flinch when it seemed sure the youngest prince of Elfheim was about to be dropped on his royal head. A week after Prince Cardin's birth, and he was finally being presented to the High King. The previous five heirs had been seen immediately, still squalling in ruddy newness. But Lady Asha had barred the High King from visiting before she felt herself suitably restored from childbed. The baby was thin and wizened, silent, staring at Eldred with black eyes. He lashed his little whip-like tail with such force that his swaddle threatened to come apart. Lady Asha seemed unsure how to cradle him. Indeed, she held him as though she hoped someone might take the burden from her very soon.
"Tell us of his future,"
the High King prompted.